In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump dismisses calls for his removal from office. Queensland's still on high alert due to a COVID-19 variant. And in sport, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix has been postponed. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Donald Trump has dismissed as ridiculous moves by Democrats in Congress to remove him from his office as US President. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on an article of impeachment later today over a speech urging his supporters to march on Congress in what resulted in last week's deadly Capitol riot. Mr. Trump says his speech was totally appropriate.
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is warning the highly infectious UK variant of coronavirus is still a risk in Greater Brisbane. Greater Brisbane's three-day lockdown is lifted, with some restrictions, including mandatory indoor mask wearing, remaining for a further 10 days. Dr. Young says despite there being just two cases of community infection of the UK variant in the region, it's too early for things to return to normal.
Just remember, the incubation period is 14 days and there is no evidence that the incubation period for this new variant is any different. So we just have to wait, and we need to maintain all of the systems and processes we've all got in place as individuals to protect ourselves if this were to spread.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says current levels of testing for COVID-19 are not enough to track the spread of the virus. Ms. Berejiklian has urged residents to bring testing rates up to 25,000 people a day. New South Wales recorded 5 positive results on Monday from fewer than 14,000 tests, which Ms. Berejiklian says is insufficient. Chinese authorities have denounced the Australian government for allegedly discriminating against Chinese enterprises after the state-owned China State Construction Engineering Corporation withdrew its bid to buy Australian construction firm ProBuild. The company's decision came after an indication that Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is likely to block the deal on national security grounds. Zhao Lijian, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman, says Australia's behaviour has disrupted good trade momentum. Tokyo 2020 organisers say preparations for the Olympic Games are still underway, even after more than 80% of people surveyed in Japan say the Games should be cancelled or postponed. Yoshiro Mori, president of Tokyo 2020, says organisers intend to do their best.
Spring will always come. Morning will surely come, even on long nights. Believing in that, to give joy and hope to many people, we will do our best until the end.
The polls were conducted by the Japanese news agency Kyodo and TBS, the Tokyo Broadcasting System. Nearly 2,000 people were selected at random to participate. The International Olympic Committee says the postponed Olympics will open on July 23rd. The Australian Formula One Grand Prix has been postponed until November, with race organisers saying the coronavirus pandemic meant it's not feasible to hold the race in March. It's the second consecutive year the Australian Formula One Grand Prix has been impacted, with last year's race cancelled because of coronavirus. Victorian Minister for Sport, Martin Pakula, says race organisers made the right decision. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 32. Hobart, late showers, 27. Canberra, mostly sunny, 35. Wollongong, similar conditions, 28. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, showers, 30. And Darwin, shower 2, possible storm, 33. This is SBS News.